Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
If you've been back to a restaurant since the beginning of the pandemic, chances are you weren't offered a paper menu. Instead, you probably used your phone to scan a small black and white barcode-looking square at the center of the table. These are QR codes, and while the technology isn't new, it's been used in new ways in the last year and a half. Not just at restaurants, but also retail shops, on billboards, city hall. But QR codes aren't just convenient for customers, they're also a useful tool for business owners who want to collect data on their customers. And that has some privacy advocates worried. Erin Wu reports on technology and startups for the New York Times. She's been talking with restaurant shoppers and the developers behind QR technology. She's here to tell us more about this growing trend. Hey, Erin.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So QR codes have actually been around for almost 30 years. And nowadays, they're pretty commonplace in other countries like China, where they're pretty much the only way to pay for things. But took a while to gain traction in the US. Why do you think that is? And why do you think they're becoming so popular now?
Yeah, so I talked to this guy, Scott Stratton, who wrote this book in the early 2013s called QR Codes Kill Kittens. And it was about QR codes as a terrible marketing fad. And the two things that have changed since then, number one, iPhones made it possible to have built-in QR code technology. So you didn't have to scan a special app anymore. You just point your phone camera at the QR code and it works basically automatically. And the second thing, obviously, is the pandemic. So people wanted a form of contactless technology. They didn't want to have to touch menus. They wanted to just be able to point their phones at things and go from there.
Right. And now we know a little bit more about COVID, and we know that it's not necessarily transmitted through surfaces. I can see how QR codes are more convenient, but do they actually help businesses make or save money?
Yeah, so there are a couple different reasons why QR codes are good for businesses' bottom lines. So restaurants that use QR code menus are able to save around like 30% to 50% on labor costs because they have these QR code menus that can take care of collecting customers' orders and dealing with payments. So they don't need as many servers performing those tasks. And then this is true for both retail businesses and restaurants, but they're also seeing larger orders. So because digital menus make it easier to persuade people to spend more on either add-on offers like adding fries or substituting more expensive spirits in a cocktail, or just in general pushing more digital offers to them, people are spending more in increases of double digits from what they were previously spending in more traditional checkout situations.
It's sort of like the Seamless or Grubhub effect coming to the physical restaurant experience.
Yeah, basically.
Now, the QR code menu was the first thing I noticed the first time I went to a restaurant after the beginning of the pandemic. Because in the past, it had been paper menus or maybe there was something up on the wall. But it wasn't until I read your story that I realized that that was a sort of a two-way exchange, that I could be providing my data to the business while it provided me with a menu. How does that work exactly?
Yeah, so a lot of these restaurants are using QR code menus that do more than just take you to a PDF version of the menu. So you order, you pay, all within the digital menu. So it's letting restaurants build a database of customers' order histories and their contact information. So oftentimes when you go into one of these, they're using cookies to track your activity. You have to put in your phone number, your email address in order to pay, and all of that gets stored for the restaurant. So they're using that to have a database of customer emails if they're sending out marketing emails. They have these analytics now that they can use to add a most popular section to their menu. And one startup, Mr. Yum, is even piloting a technology that would have a recommended for you section on the top of the menu. So like the way that we've been accustomed to e-commerce being super personalized, we could start seeing that in the physical world with digital menus as well.
So like a lot of things online, this is essentially a better way of ordering for both the consumer and the business. And I have to imagine that that it is an evolution beyond where we saw QR codes in the past, which was like, if you saw an ad, there would be a QR code and you could scan it and learn more about that product. I never did that, but I've used QR code menus probably 3 times in the last week.
Yeah, I mean, just the pandemic has spurred this kind of sea change, as people are calling it. So QR codes are really going from a thing that everyone kind of knows about, but isn't really using, to just a very normalized piece of technology. And like you said, they've been on advertisements for a while. Advertisers are actually ramping that up now that everyone is so comfortable using QR codes for menus. So now that they're comfortable doing that, QR codes are more of a useful marketing trick because people will actually scan them.
Why is all this concerning privacy experts?
Yeah, so what privacy experts are saying is that this really introduces an online element to what was previously an offline experience. So before, like, you're going into a restaurant, you're looking at a menu, you're paying, there's no element of the internet that comes into any of this. And so what QR codes do is they take you online, they introduce cookies and digital tracking and all of the elements that we've already been accustomed to in shopping online and going on the internet, and they bring that to the physical world. And so all of the same kinds of tracking and targeting are now possible just when you're sitting down to eat a sandwich or something.
And you spoke to some of the developers behind QR technology. What did they say about these privacy concerns?
Right. So they have a number of safeguards in place. So each restaurant's customer data was available only to that establishment. The startups were saying that they don't share this data with third parties. They don't use the customer's private information to reach out to them individually. But also, the startups providing QR code menus and privacy experts are basically looking at the exact same trend and just taking completely different stances on them. So privacy experts are saying, like, well, this is increasing tracking, it's increasing targeting and advertising. Like, these are all the things that we don't want. And startups are looking at it saying, like, well, you're getting served better recommendations. Like, you are getting shown on a menu of 200 items, like the 5 that you want to see. So they see that as essentially a positive trend in the same way that Amazon and Shopify do. So it's really just looking at the exact same set of inputs and just drawing completely different conclusions.
Kind of a familiar refrain, privacy experts say that being tracked is bad, and businesses say, actually, it's really good because you're going to get a more personalized experience. When you spoke to customers and restaurant workers, what did they think about all this?
As part of my reporting, I went to this bar called Teeth in San Francisco's Mission District, and I talked to the owner, I talked to customers, I talked to some restaurant workers. And honestly, a lot of the customers I talked with had very mixed reactions to it. So some of them were saying, oh, it's nice, it's convenient in a place like this. So Teeth is kind of a sports bar, like very casual atmosphere, but they definitely wouldn't want it. And a more fine dining experience, they wouldn't want it on a date. One of the people I was talking to said that, oh, like if you're on a date and you're like whipping your phone out to look at a QR code menu, that's really just a distraction. But it's also really scary for the restaurant workers who used to work those hours. Cutting down on labor costs has real impacts on people. People depend on those 40 hours. That's not just a number in a balance sheet.
So is there any way to avoid being tracked through QR codes when you go to a restaurant or anywhere else?
Probably the easiest is just it's almost always possible to ask for a paper menu. So most of the time, restaurants that I talk to, that even the startups recommend it, still having some kind of paper menu for people who either don't have smartphones, don't feel comfortable using them, like don't want to use a QR code menu for whatever reason. So that's, I think, probably the best way to avoid being tracked.
Aaron, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for listening to Recode Daily. My name is Adam Clark Estes. This episode was produced by Alan Rodriguez Espinosa and engineered by Paul Mountsey. Let us know about your favorite QR code experience or what else you want to learn more about. Email us at recodedaily@recode.net.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smart Water Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.